Bulk examination has begun in day three out of the ongoing election petition at the Supreme Court. The first witness for the petitioners, Dr. Mahamabulu Baumia, spelled out his analysis on the total number of overvoting and voting without biometric verification. The witness also gave some percentages with regards to how many votes the two presidential candidates, John Dramani Mahama of the NDC and Nana Akufo-Addo of the NPP, would have each had in the December 2012 elections.
Dr. Baumia, can you tell the court, if you have made that analysis, if you combine overvoting with voting without biometric verification, what will be the outcome and will that have a material effect on the declared results?
Yes, my lord. If the constitutional and statutory violations of overvoting and voting without biometric verification alone are considered, then the first petitioner with 5,574,761 or 50.7% would have 978,371 votes deducted. This would give valid votes of 4,596,390 and give a percentage of 48.06% for overvoting and voting without biometric verification alone. If those are deducted, he would be at 48.06%. On the other hand, the first petitioner with votes of 5,248,898 or 47.7% would have 422,008 votes deducted, give a total valid votes of 4,826,890. And this will mean that the first petitioner will have a total of 50.47%.
The witness also gave statistics of the valid votes tallied.
Can you tell the court what effect will be on declared results if you combine overvoting with voting without biometric verification and no signature of presiding officer?
My lord, with these constitutional and statutory violations of overvoting, voting without biometric verification and no signature of the presiding officer, if these are put together, then the first respondent will have 1,298,658 votes deducted from the declared results of 5,574,761. And this would give the first respondent a total valid votes of 4,276,103 and give a percentage of 47.01%. The first petitioner, on the other hand, will have 561,885 deducted from their valid votes to give a total valid votes of 4,687,013, and this will give a total percentage of 51.53%.
Counsel for the third respondent, Chajuchi Kata, requested the document used by the petitioner's witness be tendered into them for a brief. Seeking to amend a document which has not been depleted by the petitioners, the counsel for the president and the NDC, Tony Letha and Mr. Chikata, again raised objection to what they called an update of a document presented on oath. These objections were, however, overruled by the court.
He attached to that affidavit the pink sheets in connection with which he provided the evidence in the affidavit. That was evidence on oath. And my lords, it emerged at our instance yesterday. It emerged that some updates had been done. That emerged at our instance when we asked for Exhibit A to be tendered. And it also emerged from evidence that he led on oath that he had done that update the previous night. Now, my lord, this petition has been filed and amended, and if, as at the previous night, on the basis of new information, the petitioners wish to amend further, the rules allow them to do that. But we cannot, by a process of some documentation being sneaked in effectively at this stage, we cannot allow that process to take place. Polling station claims have been made, and on the 2nd of April, We gave the indication in this court that we would see who is arithmetically challenged. Those were our words.
The documents sought to be tendered by the witness are his own personal analysis of data that is already in evidence. We did not say we're going to tender these documents. The respondents asked for it. It is the respondents who asked for it. And for them to now object, I don't know what they objected to, because we did not ask to put them in evidence. They requested for it, and the court directed that it should be tendered in evidence and copies given to the respondent. If they are no more willing to get them,
the Lord... Just as a point of correction, we did not request for those particular documents. Those were documents that were added on to him and sent through in those envelopes. We asked specifically for a document that he was referring to in refreshing his memory. And on the back of that, an attempt is being made to amend pleadings in a very fundamental way. For it's completely out of order for my learned friend at the bar to be making statements of the sort that he's making.
My Lord, may I? I'm saying that is a fundamental requirement, the evidence you get. You do not admit into evidence material that will prejudice the other side. This is completely prejudicial. It's prejudicial in the sense that they have made a case based on our response in the witness box. They are seeking to amend that case in a manner that's completely surprising.
We now bring you excerpts of the cross examinations.
So if you were in court on 2nd April during the application for direction, when your lawyer on his feet stated in very clear terms that they had provided 11,842 pink sheets to this court. You recall that?
Yes, I do.
Now, on your varied figure, would I be correct in saying that you now say that you have provided 11,139 pink sheets? This court.
We provided 11,221 pink sheets, and we have since deleted 83 to bring it down to 11,138.
11,221. As I understand your analysis of the various categories of irregularities and the various permutations, you had created exclusive sets of irregularities, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in those exclusive sets, no single polling station has been repeated.
That's
in another polling station, is that correct?
That's correct.
So that if the court, for instance, ordered a single count of all the polling station sheets, we wouldn't have a polling station duplicated in another set, is that correct?
Yeah, of the 24 categories. You should have, for the submission, 11,221.
Separate, independent, unrepeated sheet. Now, Dr. Baumia, exhibit MBP is from which series, if you recall?
If I recall, my lord, the MBP series is the duplicate serial number category.
Duplicate serial number category.
Those were excerpts of the cross examination in